Good day and welcome, Philadelphia and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom and Tom Donahue Reports on WFYL here in the greater Philadelphia area. So glad you can be with us. And I wanted to give you kind of a virtual tour, if you will, because in the coming weeks, we're actually going to be communicating more directly, and I think we're going to be incorporating phone calls, and this deal came together very quickly, and so we're still working out some of the logistics, but it is a really interesting and exciting time. But let me just share this with you, that the website is tomdonahuereports.webstarts.com. And you might ask, why is that? Well, it's subdomain, and we talked about this a little bit in the initial broadcast, if you had tuned in and or listened to the podcast, talking about the fact that, I guess, Donald Trump had a specific domain about Make America Great Again, and then he lost it, and then he got it back. And I was talking about how my domain was held hostage. They want triple the rate, the going rate, and I just was not comfortable with that. I wasn't using the website all that much, and I wasn't doing a live daily radio program. Now I have the subdomain, but if anyone types in Tom Donahue Reports or Tom Donahue Radio, you'll find me pretty easily in the social media and my blog and many different stories and various things that will point in my direction. But the actual direct website URL is tomdonahuereports.webstarts.com. But it won't be that difficult to find me on LinkedIn, to find me on Twitter. It's the handle I use for Twitter, and I'm kind of reactivating that. I got about 1,400 people that I've still stayed with me. I don't tweet that much, but I'm going to. No, I'm not going to be like Donald Trump and be tweeting at 2 in the morning. I use it very strategically. I really don't concern myself with the critics or the pundits. And I don't know how you guys feel about the use of social media. I have to say that I'm not the biggest fan of Facebook. I don't know. It just feels invasive to me. It just feels like there's too much sharing. Now, I can tell you that my experience with TalkStream Live is that, you know, we post stories that relate to the talk media, you know, talk radio and the talk show host, and we go a little beyond that, but it's more of an industry-based kind of postings that we do. And now we have news headlines at TalkStream Live, and that's a whole different category. But it's, you know, so if you're using Facebook, you're using Twitter for those kinds of things, I think it's quite useful. But to get into the daily gossip and make this, you know, almost a full-time, unpaid, unsalaried position, to me is ridiculous. You know, just like celebrity, you know, these celebrity programs. Well, they're really not celebrities. I mean, they think they are, but I guess they call it reality. Yeah, the celebrities only do based on reality, and it's really non-reality television. Yeah, so I'm a bit of a cynic and a critic for things that are not really all that real. And I'm not into imaginary theater. Now, I have a creative side to me. And if you're being creative in let's say, your expression in writing or you know, whatever it might be. But it's like these people that go into video games and they play all night. I don't have an interest in video games. And no, I'm just not that nerdy, okay? There's going to be times you're going to say, whoa, that's a little bit harsh. But I can assure you that my bark is worse than my bite. But I usually direct it at my political adversaries and nemesis and those that are trying to ruin our great country or run it down, okay? But I do not go after, you know, the moms and the pops and the normal folks out there. You know, unless you come onto the program and you act like a total fool, and if you're a fool or a clown, you know, then I may have to make a further fool of you. But for the most part, I look to build bridges rather than burn them. But you have to draw a line in the sand at times, or build your wall and stand your ground. And I've been known to do that both personally and professionally. I would say that in terms of the language in talk radio, talk television, the news, you know, the standards have really, really slipped. And I am very uncomfortable. And I'm not going to mention any names because for the most part, 99% of the time, their language is pretty clean and, you know, but I'll tell you what the rule that I have. Now, I don't have children, but if I did have children, I have nieces and nephews. I think of parents and grandparents, and I think of children maybe homeschooling, or maybe it's their day off, or maybe they're of age, not of age, to be attending classes in formalized school. I guess the grandmother or the grandfather or the father or the mother or the brother or, you know, the babysitter or whomever, you know, the nanny, they might be listening to talk radio. And that's not a stretch. Talk radio is heard in a lot of different ways because now the new radio, the real radio, is the smartphone. How many people walk around with an actual radio? How many people actually use a radio unless it's already in the console in the car? But it's still, you know, it's transmitting just like a radio because it's become a radio. So they're listening to the radio program, whether it's on the digital stream, whether it's the actual station, but somehow or other that, you know, they're tuning in to a radio broadcast, a talk radio show. And they have to explain to the child what those words mean or why did they say that? Weren't we told we're not to use that kind of coarse and crass language? And I'm just not into vulgarity. You know, I'm not a fan of being crude and lewd. And I know hosts, and they've told me this. This is just, to me, kind of a shocking thing. You know, it's really quite appalling. And they'll say, oh, well, the reason I'm going online and do my program is that I don't want anyone to have to control my language. I said, okay, so what is the language that you're so comfortable with or that you had to flee terrestrial radio and the FCC? Well, you know, if I get angry, I need to be able to say this or that. And I'm not even gonna use initials. I'm not even gonna, because there's no reason for it. You know what the naughty words are, okay? But my rule, and yeah, I mean, I might be harsh in my criticisms. I might be, you know, someone that you might go, wow, he's bold and brazen. You know, almost like a little bit like a Trump in a way, because Trump is like the shock jock of politics, and we'll be talking about that too. But I don't ever say anything for shock value. You know, I don't. You know, that's not the way I do talk radio. I've never been that way. You know, I'm myself. I'm my authentic self. And if you don't have credibility, and people say, well, what do you mean exactly by that? Well, credibility is believability. And if you lose your audience because of credibility and believability, you're unlikely to get them back because it's really a relationship. It's a bond that you forge with your audience. And the moment they suspect that you're not who you represent. Philly Freedom, Tom Donahue reports. Right back, hold tight. So anyway, back to language, and language is very important, and I don't know how you feel, but if I send an email and I realize later that I misspelled something or that, you know, the spell check filled in something, and again, I hate texting, you know, texting drives me crazy, so I do, it's got to be something very simple and very minimal. I don't use my thumbs, and I don't want to sit around just texting, and I don't have the so-called code that these kids use. And I guess some adults use where there are all these little abbreviations, you know, and acronyms and the shortcuts. That drives me crazy. Yeah, it's a pet peeve. I mean, what can I tell you? So I do a lot of emails. And most people that are talk show hosts that are on stations, I think they rarely use a chat room. But it's a phenomenon. And it's something that I tried for a very brief time. And I realized truly what trolls are. And then these people, they just troll these chat rooms, and most of them are agent provocateurs or saboteurs, and people that want to go in there and just raise Cain and havoc. And like I follow my Rutgers Scarlet Knights in New Jersey and some of the sports teams, and they always have these trolls that come in there. They're from other colleges, you know. They want to disrupt things. They, you know, especially they want to rain on your parade or kick you when you're down, and I don't know how these people can waste so much time. I mean, it's not even their team that they're rooting for or cheering against. It's just why wouldn't you, if you're a Penn State fan, why are you on the Rutgers site? If you're a, you know, a Syracuse fan, you know, the whole thing is just bizarre. So I found with these chat rooms that there is a lot of trolling, and a lot of people that they have a good time just going in and disrupting things, turning tables over, and I guess you know throwing mud pies. I learned very quickly that the network said, hey, well, guess what? Now that you have a show, we give you a page, and that page is going to have a chat room. And I said, well, you may as well just close shop and cancel it, because there's not even going to be one session. No, all our hosts do that. Well, and I love that when people say, well, all of our hosts do that. Well, I don't. Let me tell you what another kind of rule that I had in radio for many, many years, and even online, is that I don't scream. We don't scream, we don't censor. I want the listeners to be on equal standing with me. All right, so back to the website and ways that you can reach out to me, that you can make contact or learn more. I have icons for various social media that you can just click on or click through, and you'll be able to directly read or write to me. And some of those icons are Twitter, and my handle is Talker Tom, and you know my name is Tom, so it's not. And I'm in the talk industry. And then I have, of course, LinkedIn, you know, and I don't link to everybody. I see a lot of people that, you know, and Twitter, you follow me and I follow you. I think the word curated is a good word. I'm very selective. And if I'm not going to be doing business with someone, or I'm not going to be communicating with someone, or we don't have common ground, common purpose, I guess I'm circumspect, and I don't just link to everybody. I don't simply, you know, retweet or follow someone because they want to follow me. And it's not about me. It's about the quality of my company. It's the quality of the numbers, rather than just saying, well, it's the quantity. Look at how many followers I have. Okay, so do you really have much? Is there common ground? Is there compatibility? Are there common interests? Are you in sync? Is there synergy or synchronicity? Those things matter to me. And also I have an icon for, well, it looks like a letter, you know, an email. So if you click on that, you don't necessarily have to write down the email address that I'm about to give you, but you can always come to tomdonahuereports.webstarts.com. And if you just do a search on Google or Bing or wherever, you just simply type in Tom Donahue Reports Radio or Tom Donahue Reports, and soon enough you're going to see Philly Freedom pop up too, and our flagship station WFYL. But right now that's the easiest way to find me if you forget or you don't have the URL to my website. But Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Reports Radio, and you will find me. And you're also going to see some recent stories. We've gotten some great press, tremendous publicity for my return to real radio. And I know that offends some people, and I've written some articles, and we'll talk about that in a moment here. I can be a critic at times and a cynic, but let me tell you the approach I take with this program. It's an optimistic approach. It's solutions-oriented, you will find. So anyway, my email address is talker57@hotmail.com, talker57@hotmail.com, and the Twitter is the handle is Talker Tom, so it'll be very easy to find, and my name, and then LinkedIn, of course, is my name, Tom Donahue. But for me, it's realistic. For me, it's authentic. I don't say anything that I don't believe and I don't feel. So I'm an imperfect person that tries to do a little better each day, that really tries to commit to principles. And those principles do go back to biblical, it goes back to constitutional, and it goes back to commonsensical. So that's really the type of person I am, the type of program I'm going to do. And if that offends you, by all means, don't let the door hit you on the proverbial on the way out. Okay? That's the way I see it. You know, expressions that I might use, but they're clean. Like I may call you a knucklehead. Or take a trip down Nimrod Lane. Because there's a way for me sometimes to say, I'm going to shake you. I'm going to try to rattle your cage a little bit. I'm going to try to get you to think outside the box. I'm going to try to get you to think, period. And some programs say, let me just feed your mind. You know, let me just program your brain. you know, let me convert you to whatever it is that I think you should think or feel or believe. That's not me. I'm going to raise the questions. I'm going to help set the table, and then you're going to have to decide whether you want to eat the meal. You know, that's the way I do things. You know, it's more about, you know, trying to motivate, trying to initiate, trying to, in some ways, you know, I'm not going to just infuse the knowledge to you. You have to just be the discerner and the decider. That's the way we're going to operate around here, and I hope that that works for you. But if it doesn't, I love when people say, well, you know, you could do your program like this. I said, well, maybe you can go create your own podcast. You know, you can go out and create your own program and create a streaming online station that has yourself and maybe a couple family members. And they're probably telling you they're listening when they're not. You know, I mean, it's really interesting how people say, I'm a broadcaster. I'm a talk show host. Really? Well, who do you broadcast to? And, you know, but that term is thrown around a lot. And then again, I guess professional athletes get that all the time. Where, you know, they're saying, well, I'm a football player, I'm a wrestler, I'm a this, I'm a that. And I'm like, okay, what venues do you play? You know, what, you know, so really when you look at people that claim to do talk radio, have they ever been on real radio? And I know it offends some people, but there is a difference. Now, there are some breakout stars on online streaming and podcasting, there's no question. But the thousands upon thousands that are doing this, do you think that they are professional? Or they conduct themselves in a professional manner? Do you think that they're that bright or that interesting or that talented or that experienced? No. So it's usually the cream that rises to the top, although we're going to get into the fact that there is a corporate-controlled media, and there are some people that are enabled, and we'll be getting into that with Trump's accusations, which are absolutely spot on about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and their relationship, and she is the great enabler. Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom on WFYL 1180 on the AM dial in the greater Philadelphia area and beyond, especially through digital, through streaming. And we're going to get to, I do have podcasts and actually past podcasts. And also talk stream live. It's the best in streaming talk radio in real time, which is pretty phenomenal. And I've mentioned my involvement with TalkStream Live, but we'll get back to that too. So I wanted to share with you a little bit more about how to interact with me, how to communicate further. And one of those ways, as I mentioned, is you can email me directly at talker57@hotmail.com. And I do have the icon right there on my website page. We have the Twitter icon and LinkedIn. And I wanted to let you know about my blog. My blog is also, you'll see a little kind of a block icon there. It says blog, which is pretty simple to follow. And if you want to find it directly in terms of URL, it's under my namesake, tomdonahue.wordpress.com, tomdonahue.wordpress.com, and it'll say Tom Donahue Reports. So I'm still maintaining that brand identity as Tom Donahue Reports. Now, I don't say reporting, because I may be doing commentary, I may be doing something that's not really a report per se. And if you say Tom Donahue Report, it's like in a report form rather than reports, because it's like I'm reporting on a variety of things, but it's reports with an S, okay? So that's that. And I wanted to share with you a way that you can go back in time, whether it's yesterday's program, whether it'll be today's program, but maybe you want to revisit or share with others. And I do believe, and I'll get that information for you as well, that WFYL has podcasts of many of their shows, probably including this one. But I do have a podcast directory, and the service that I happen to utilize primarily is Podomatic. And if you were to click on Archives on my homepage, you would find a larger icon at that point when you go to the Archives page, and you click on that, and it'll take you directly into Podomatic. And there in Podomatic, you will also be able to listen to these programs that we're initiating here in May of 2016. But you might want to go back in time. I was a guest on Scott Adams' program that is also heard on this fine station, and heard an hour before this program in the afternoons, and then, of course, in the early a.m. at 6 a.m., you have those programs. Then I did I need to update this, and quite frankly, I need to do part two. But the title of this podcast, which came from my blog article, was Trump, Showman or Statesman. And there are some harsh critiques here, but there are also some very accurate, very spot-on assessments of his personality, his performance record as a businessman, as a mogul, and as an entertainer and part of the celebrity culture. But I'm going to be doing part two, and I've been wanting to do that for a couple of months, and I have some notes, and I kind of started the blog, and I just haven't completed it. Then there's some stuff here relating to TalkStream Live and talk radio rankings, and I think you're going to find a couple of the interviews not too long ago. Although, wow, I guess maybe it is. I didn't realize that the interview that I did with Michael Savage of the Savage Nation was back 2 years ago. I thought it was a year ago, but it was 2014. And he actually played most of the segments on his program. I have that interview with Michael Savage. One of the interviews I'm most proud of, beyond that, is an interview I did for the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, and it was with Jim Mars. And Jim Mars is the author of Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy, among other fine books. And some have said that it might be the best interview that Jim Mars has been a part of. It's more than an hour. Philly Freedom, Tom Donahue reports. Right back, hold tight.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You can also go back in time when I made predictions about the 2012 election, and then I also did reviews as well as critiques of Obama and Romney, among others. I even have an oldie but goodie if you're interested in health and nutrition and wellness. I have an entire two-hour program that is dedicated to diets and good nutrition and weight management and weight loss. So you might find that quite interesting, and I will be covering health subjects, and some of them might be more than just segments. And then, let's see, we go back in time, the Boston bombings, I have some commentary there, 9/11, and some of them are untitled, but you if you want to click on them, you can. There's others that I took some time and titled them. There's interviews that I did with Jack Blood. There's another controversial alternative radio host, and let's see, Robert Scott Bell, and the list goes on and on. Also did a program on the crass commercialism and how paganism has more or less taken over Christmas. And so you might find that to be pretty interesting as well, and what the Bible has to say about the birth of Christ and various other things. I also tackled what happened at Sandy Hook. And no, I didn't believe that there was a non-event or it was completely contrived and it was staged and it was celebrity and it was Hollywood. It actually did happen, just like the Boston bombing actually did happen. Now, does the media, does our political leaders manipulate events? Are there actually legitimate conspiracies where the government either covers up, conceals, maybe obfuscates, or perhaps even participates. Yes. And so you're going to get an idea that when you hear this program, it's not all about blame. It's not all about just how can I top the last conspiracy, or how can I make this show a little more controversial. We're going to deal in the facts without rushing to judgment. That's how we do things here, and that's what Tom Donahue Reports, Philly Freedom, is and will be about. So you can reach Tom Donahue Reports, you can reach Philly Freedom, you can download the podcast, and like I say, the Podomatic system, podomatic.com, which you can find under the tab of archives on tomdonahuereports.webstarts.com, my website. You will find, or if you went to Podomatic.com, you'd probably find the podcast. Well, you would find it under Tom Donahue Reports. Okay, now I have a Podomatic program player that's right on the website. So you could actually, it's almost like going back to a jukebox, and this jukebox would allow for you to spin the record. So you'll see a picture that's related to the program. And then you can click on that program, and it'll play right on the site. Or you can download either from the Podomatic site directly or from the player that's on my homepage on the website. Now, I haven't checked in recent times, but I do know that Stitcher, I guess, picks up the RSS feed and then carries the program. We were on TuneIn, and I'll probably make sure we're reset on TuneIn as well. And I have a good friend that has a site called Top Talk Radio. And really what it is Top Talk Radio that is from the conservative point of view, the conservative genre. And maybe you've seen the site, but it's toptalkradio.com. Now, of course, we had mentioned in prior broadcasts, including my guest appearance on Scott Adams' program, and he is the general manager and the new owner of Red State Talk Radio, located one block away, or less than a block away from Independence Hall, downtown Center City, Philadelphia. So we're really excited to be a part of Red State Talk Radio. And they have two station channels. One is Red State Talk Radio. It's the streaming live channel. Then they have Encore. And they're also listed with our good friends. And I say good friends because anyone that affiliates with us, I see them that way. I'm not going to be calling someone the great one, and I'm not going to call everybody my friend, but if you give me reason or you give me pause or cause to not be your friend and your ally, then I'm not one that's into gossip, and I'm not one that's into holding grudges. But there are times where certain bridges might be broken or walls be brought down that you just cannot rebuild. And I think we've all gone through that. We can forgive as people of spirit and Christian. And, I happen to be a Christian, and I know there's other people of faith, good faith, and certainly part of this freedom movement that might hold a little bit different religious or spiritual point of view. My feeling is, and let me just say this to get this out of the way, that even though I'm a non-denominational Christian, I consider myself born again. I'm a Bible-believing person, that I'm also someone that is a lot of thought and a lot of prayer to things. And Thomas Jefferson has been maligned in so many ways, as though he was not, he believed in just kind of like a generic deity that was a god, but didn't believe in Christ and Christ being the Savior. And I have disputes, and I would have to say that I try to be hospitable, gracious in my discussions and my disagreements, but I do take great umbrage with someone that says, Jesus Christ, he was a good prophet. Well, no, he was actually more than simply a prophet. And great, there were some great prophets in the Bible, don't get me wrong, but he was so much more than that. And I have no problem with sharing how strongly, deeply dedicated I am in my own way. But the point I wanted to make was that I've met a lot of wonderful people that believe differently, that still are godly people, that still believe very strongly, very fervently in the Creator, in God, I'm not here to judge. Now, like I said, I did take on the issue with Romney and Mormonism, because I lived in Mormon country, if you will. I mean, not everyone was a Mormon in Idaho. And spent some time, you know, in Utah. And also even in Dallas, Texas, there were quite a few Mormons. And many of them are in this freedom, liberty movement. And many times I say, well, where we have to part ways is the religion that goes beyond the Old and the New Testament. And I have no interest in reading about Moroni, and I have no interest in reading the Book of Mormon. And I've learned enough just from my own research that I feel that that is a falsified version, and that I don't think we need, except for maybe some of the lost books, you know, of the Bible. You know, I think that maybe there were some things that perhaps could have been in there, but it wouldn't have really changed the outcome of the Bible, in my view. But I'm not looking to add, the writings from a 33rd degree Mason, Joseph Smith, and what he believed to be an extension. I'm going to be stating some things, and I'm going to be saying some things, and again, it's not to offend anyone. It's not even to convert anyone. It's just to get you thinking. But I'm not riling you up in order to provoke you. I'm simply trying, to the best of my ability, to share with you things that maybe you haven't thought about or thought about in those ways. But there's many, many programs. They're out to indoctrinate. They are absolutely out to more than influence you. And I'm not going to do that. So be a free thinker. Think outside the box. Put everything to the test. And another thing, and it's funny because I'm a little rusty. I'm kind of getting back into the saddle of talk radio. And one of those expressions that I've used is that you really need to think about things. You need to discern and decide. And I would say put it to prayer. I would say and put everything that I say, put everything that my guests will say, put everything that the callers will say. Put them to the test, and then you will feel much better about the decisions you make. Because I'm not here to inculcate, I'm not in here to indoctrinate, I'm not even here to persuade you. Although I have to admit, I am here to influence, hopefully, your thinking and maybe your action plan. Because although many of you might really be on the same wavelength, but you listen to so much of talk radio. And it's about that they have the answers, they know more, they're better than you, they're more educated, they're more politically aware, yeah, they're more connected, and that you should just follow the Pied Piper. That'll never be this program. It's all about being an independent thinker, an alternative thinker, and someone that can make up their own minds. Okay, so again, you're the discerner, you're the decider. Now, let's see if there's anything else I want to tell you about this site. So you know how to contact me. You know how to interact on social media with me. You know how to listen to this program through multiple ways. The primary way is through WFYL 1180 AM on the dial in the Philadelphia market. Then, of course, you have Red State Talk Radio. And I haven't been able to finalize my radio time or my streaming time on that station. I don't know if it'll be simultaneous or it might be on a delay. So we'll find out from Scott and Red State Talk Radio. TalkStream Live, what we do at TalkStream Live is that we will be linked to the station. So any time that someone says, well, you can hear me via TalkStream Live. Well, TalkStream Live lists the program and then links directly to the station of choice. And so it's listing and linking. They're not altering. They're not modifying anything. And many times there's a variety of stations that might be listed under, let's say, on the host page of Michael Savage or Laura Ingraham. And for my program, my primary stream will be the radio station right here in Philadelphia. So at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, it'll be podcasted. And there might be some alternate replays over TalkStream Live, so we'll keep you posted on that. And as we grow, there'll be other affiliates. But again, the flagship station and my major focus is Philly focused, and the reason that it's Philly focused that could be the focus of anybody is it's because of the spirit of liberty and the spirit of 76, and this is going to have a very, very heavy constitutional dose So people say, oh, well, you get an intelligent dose of their program. Well, you're going to get a constitutional dose that'll be delivered to you. And we hope that you will like what we're serving. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports.